Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest. Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, my witchy poo. How are you today? Because guess what we're going to talk about?
What, my elf?
I'm so excited. And we're not talking about it because I want to talk about it. We're going to talk about it because our listeners want us to talk about it. And we get to talk about crystals more. Because,
yay,
right? Yeah. Is so my happy place.
That's fun.
Well, we're going to talk about crystals because we're getting a lot of questions, which
yes,
I love.
Because we have a shop.
Well, we do. And it's a little blind spotty sometimes because, again, I've been working with them for over a decade. You've been working with them for almost a lifetime. And so we take a lot of things for granted.
Yeah.
And I love the questions because it opens our eyes to the things that we take for granted. So thank you, everybody, for your questions.
And our listeners don't let us get away with anything, which
nothing,
is awesome.
Nada, nothing. I know. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. And one of, it's more of a comment, but we're going to treat it as a question because I got so excited about it. And it's Meredith. I think she'd be okay if I said her name. Meredith just talked about how she's so excited about her two-year-old loves stones and rocks. And she goes, so I know she'll be obsessed too. And love you, ladies. And it's like, right, we love you too, Meredith. But what I wanted us to kind of kick off with talking about the crystal vibe or a how-to is, let's start talking about kids first.
They love the rocks.
and the cards.
And then
they
cards,
love the tarot
right?
cards. I mean, oh my God.
Like if they love the crystals, they're going to come flying towards any tarot deck you have, right? And then so it's, because they respond so perfectly to the energy. They're totally dialed in.
They're amazing.
Yeah, and the filters haven't grown over their chakras. So they're just like, yeah, they have to touch it all.
Right. If I were a mom of a human, I have to specify because I have my big dog next to me. But if I were a mom of a human, I would be taking a tarot class just because I think it would be such a great thing to do and teach and play with my child. Right?
Actually, it's funny because a friend that I hadn't been in touch with for, I know through the yoga studio, and obviously our yoga studio has been shut down for almost a year and I haven't seen her. And anyhow, she signed up for my November tarot class. And so we're all on Zoom and she has her maybe 10-year-old daughter in the frame with her. And so I shipped out a tarot deck to her before class. But when I saw her daughter, I'm like, ooh, I'm shipping another deck because I know it's just a matter of time before those kids have that deck and they're, bending cards and messing them up and losing cards. So you want to get them their own deck, because they cannot not touch them. They have to touch them.
Are you teaching again soon?
I am. I'm teaching in March. So it's every Monday in March. We're marching through Tarot.
Oh, look at you. Oh, the clever one.
I know. So that's what we're doing. It's going to be great. Yeah.
So I've taken two classes and I love it. And seriously, that's Sookie shaking in the back, by the way.
See, I'm telling you, dogs and kids, they love Tarot.
dogs love rocks. And we'll get into that too.
Yeah.
I loved your class so much. It just changed my perspective on so many things. And as much as I would love to talk about that right now, but I think we should another episode that we talk more about.
Well, Carol, I'm always happy to talk about Tarot.
Oh my God. And you know what I really want to talk about are the court cards. So.
Oh, we love the court cards.
Oh, I love a good court card. So we need to definitely talk about that.
Yay.
But
back to the rocks.
Kids and rocks. So kids very much respond to crystals and stones, certainly the energy, and obviously cards, and certainly to the energy. And actually Meredith had sent a picture of her daughter because she bought a clearing bowl and she sent a picture of her daughter with her hands in the bowl and how much she loves it.
Yeah.
And so these are things, and because kids are dealing with a lot of stress right now, and so of course her daughter is drawn to the stones because in the clearing bowl mix, you have smoky quartz, which allows you to release.
Right.
And so these kids are
and transmute, right?
And transmute.
Transmute that negative energy, low energy, anything that's not in harmony with you, super helpful.
Right. And so they're releasing all that because they need to feel safe.
Right.
Right. So safety first.
Well, they need
first.
To feel like themselves again after they've been themselves on Zoom or whatever.
And to enjoy. Exactly. And right. So kids are, I think, probably even more attracted to stones. And so I would encourage, whether you get them from us or somebody else, it makes no, never mind. It's just important for you to have these for your kids. But just to get them some tumbled rocks because they won't hurt themselves on those. So let's just start with that. Getting some tumbled because you get things with points. Points can be problematic. They can take out eyes. So
make things. And you want to make sure they're big enough so they don't put them up their nose.
Or their mouth.
Or their mouth, yes.
But having some tumbled stones for them, whether it is in the form of the clearing bowl that we have. And another thing that I've really found with kids is that they really respond to black tourmaline as well. And they can feel the protective energy, whether it's under their bed, in the floor of their closet, or on their bedside table, or even under a pillow.
Yeah.
It becomes a bit of a safety blanket for them in a really good, healthy way.
Yeah.
So to have something like that accessible to them, I would encourage any shape, size of rose quartz you can find for your kids. Amethyst is a lovely stone
for kids.
So
rose quartz is going to support them emotionally. It's all about love. It's a very gentle cleanser, and it brings a lot. Alignment and its support to the emotional field and actually the blood flow as well. That's just a little bonus, but you know, especially because the world can be scary for all of us, but particularly for kids.
And that's, I also like lepidolite for them too, because lepidolite has the
soothing
lithium. Yep.
Right.
So don't lick it.
No, don't lick it. Don't get
this
it wet.
This is a how-to.
Yeah,
so don't lick
it.
Don't spit on. Don't lick it. They can lick. And spit on amethyst and rose quartz and clear quartz all day long, but do not do that to lepidolite. But I think the kids is really, I think it's important for them right now. They have a connection. They also are coming into this world far more aware and open than we ever dreamed of when we were babies.
Oh, without a doubt. That's just the constant expansion of humanity, right? They're ahead of the game. Now, I would also say, because if you have school age kids, it's really nice to get a little piece of pyrite to put between them in the computer. Piece of pyrite, but just to have them near the computer, because it'll just help mitigate that electronic emission.
I have a young one in my life through Shanna, because she married Dawn, and Dawn has a daughter named Emerson, and Emerson is 9. And for her birthday and for Christmas, I gave her a lot of different rocks.
Yeah.
I started out giving her tumbled, but then I gave her a selenite lamp. And it's a pretty hefty one. I mean, it's probably about, it's over a foot tall. The selenite's probably over a foot tall. So it's a nice chunky one for her.
Can you see the one behind me?
Oh, I know. No, it is. It's. I've noticed yours. Yeah. Hers is square. So hers is more square than yours is more round.
Yeah. Nice.
And it is her favorite thing. It's on her bedside table. It's right there. And it does so much work for her that she has no idea the work that it's doing for.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it. And it's keeping her, you know, that's keeping her cleared.
Right. Selenite is that high vibe. And it's a great thing. Like, I have slabs of it in my windows. When the light hits it, it just gets super great, because you want to put selenite in places where you want to protect and keep that vibration high. And so I've got selenite all around my office.
And it's very reasonably priced. And that's what I love about selenite.
It's reasonably priced and it's beautiful.
It's stunning, but it's also reasonably priced. So I love to be able to offer things to people and talk to people about things that won't break the bank. Because God knows there's a lot of stuff that will break the bank.
Well, and it's so easy. You have to manage your budget around crystal because... You know, crystals just, they jump
or
in
you
your,
become us.
Yeah, they jump in your pocket. They jump in your...
Oh my God.
They really will. They want to go home with you.
Oh my God, they've taken over my life. So one of the questions that we had, so we started with a statement, and thank you, Meredith, and so glad of what you're offering to your kids. Oh, you want to break first?
Yes, just before we go to another question, I'm going to take a little break.
Good God, woman. Hi, everybody. We are back from Brenda's break. Not Julie's, Brenda's.
You're welcome.
So the question that I wanted to bring up, which I thought was a really great one, which is obviously why we're talking about it. And the question is, can you put crystals in water? And if not, why not? Why do some folks not want people to touch their crystals? Okay, that's two questions. So we're going to work with the water one, then we're going to work with the touching my rock. Because I'm one of those people. So I can explain why touching my rock. There's only specific ones. So crystals and water. Here's the thing about water. Or actually the thing about crystals. Let's step back a second. Crystals all have different levels of hardness to them. And they also all form in different ways. There are some crystals that grow very solid, right? Mm-hmm. Like a quartz crystal is very solid.
Right.
There are crystals that can kind of cleave. So they grow in like layers. And the softer a crystal is, the more sensitive it is to water, and it can actually really damage it.
Mm-hmm.
So we will tell you the rocks that you should not be putting in water.
And just like gemstones, in case people are familiar with the hardness of gemstones, right? That's why diamonds are so, one of the reasons why they're so valued is because—
There are nine, by the way, right, on the Mohs scale. So this is the scale of hardness for crystals. So when you look at a stone like a fluorite, beautiful and one of my all-time favorites. In fact, I have a really unhealthy obsession with it because they're so stunning. They're literally stunning. A fluorite should not be going into water. It's a Mohs scale of about
like
four.
It.
They don't like it.
They don't
at
like
all,
it.
Actually. In fact, they really, and I've actually, so I have lapidary equipment at home, so I, in the saws, so I can cut and polish stones in my garage. And anytime I work with fluorite, I have to be so careful because it's so easy to fracture.
Right.
The stones, and you don't want to get the water in there. So it's just like, don't know fluorite in water.
Just say no.
Yeah, and selenite's another one. Selenite does not like water at all.
Doesn't need water. It's all activated. Just place it.
Doesn't need it. Lepidolite is one that I would also not put in water.
Nope.
Because it will eventually break down over time.
Right. It's pretty soft.
It is pretty soft, so it will break down over time. But you'll end up with some really happy water if you put it in there, I guess.
Yeah,
but I just wouldn't do it.
Because it's very soothing. It's very calming.
It
creates confidence.
But you'll lose your rock over time.
Some pieces of lepidolite, you can really see the layers. You can see.
Yeah, you can. Especially when there's a lot of mica in it.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
So
it can even
mica,
flake off, right?
It can. Yeah, because mica is all about layers. In fact, the other day I was looking at some stones to bring into the store, and I saw there was purple mica. So that means that it is lepidolite in mica, and it was very flaky. It wasn't hard. I also have a piece of very hard lepidolite here. But bottom line is, don't put them in water. We don't want you to lose them. The ones that can handle that, and the reason why people even use water is to really clear them. So I use them a lot. In fact, anytime I bring stones into the house / the store, right now, I clear them all. So I will bathe them if they are meant to be bathed in a Himalayan salt and water bath. Mm-hmm. And that is to clear them of what they may have come in with. Mm-hmm. Right. So so that's why I use them. But there are some stones you just don't need to do that to. But you can use selenite to clear stones. So to be clear. But the reason why I think this
and people
listener, and people that that's funny that people are asking about the water is because that's why, we use them to clear. But I think those are the three main ones that I would not put into water. Things like anything in the quartz family. Like clear quartz, citrine, rose quartz,
amethyst
are all in the quartz family, smoky quartz.
Right.
Those absolutely can because they're about 7.5 on the Mohs scale. So they can handle water. But the thing about those guys, keep them out of the sun.
Yeah.
So I really encourage people. Yeah. Yes, they are very, very sensitive. Anybody who's ever put a piece of amethyst out in their yard will probably notice a few months later it's clear.
Just say no. Yeah.
Just don't do it and keep it out of the sunlight in the house.
Because you help place. I have a giant piece of rose quartz in the center of my labyrinth, and it gets full sun all afternoon.
Yeah, it's also over 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Because I help carry it.
It's pretty. Yes, it's true.
It's dense.
All true.
It's very dense.
It's very dense. And it's done pretty well, I have to say, with the color. I was afraid.
Because what I've learned, though, is it's more about the geodes that have a harder time.
Without a doubt.
And then anybody who also, just to go one step further, when you talk about light, is that kunzite is another stone. It's a very soft purple stone. It's gorgeous, by the way.
It is.
I actually have a kunzite ring I had made for Suzanne because our friend owns a mine that mines kunzite. It's where kunzite was discovered, was actually in his mine by the Dr. something Kunz, whatever his name is, K-U-N-Z. Anyway, I'm just full of factual shit right now.
Nerdy elf.
So anyway, I had a ring of kunzite made for Suzanne, but the deal was, I'm like, you can't wear it during the day. You can only wear it at night. Because I have another friend that actually got a kunzite ring for her as her wedding band, and it's white now. So kunzite will turn, just so everybody knows, that it does not, it's not happy in the sunlight itself. So you got to wear that stuff in the dark, but it's still pretty.
No doubt. No doubt.
But I think that is a really good question about the water.
They also have thermoses that are clear, and they have little bubbles on the bottom that aren't included in the water. So like you turn the thermos upside down and you unscrew it, and you can like put little stones in it, little crystals in it, so that the water will bathe in the energy of the stone, but it's not, doesn't have direct contact with it. So I'm just saying that those thermoses are out there.
Oh, right. For sure.
I don't have one.
There's a lot of people that...
but I've seen them.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Which is so weird that we don't. But, and also a lot of people will make essential oils blends and they will have crystals in them. In fact, I'm making one for you guys right now.
What?
Oh, yeah.
But more? You won't, I need more information.
You won't, you won't like this one. Because
no,
it's phenakite.
What are you making?
Oh, it's phenakite. Yeah. I'll make others, but I'm making one with phenakite. With sweet almond oil, with and frankincense.
Oh,
so
shit.
Those of you that really want to, like, in your meditation, go to
you
the moon.
You might as well just drop acid. Okay.
For you. I mean, it's not your jam, but some of us like it.
Just make sure you don't have to drive for 24 hours after you use the oil.
No, because I have a solution for everybody. Everybody's going to get a piece of Dravite. And okay. So they can, when they're done with that, they can grab the Dravite and it'll bring them right back down. So water can also, as we talked about on our H2WO episode, is that it can take on the crystalline structure, the structure of a crystal.
Right.
The water can. So you actually will be, what I love about those bottles is that it actually allows you to bring those structures into your body. So
exactly.
I think that's actually really exciting.
Yep. Super sweet. All right. Before we go on to our next question.
Oh, wait. I think we should have a break. Is that what you wanted to say? Because I think we should.
Well, then let's take a Julie break.
Oh, there you go. And we are back from apparently Julie's break. I don't know if that happened, but it did. So we have another question about crystals, which is, I love you guys so much. You know what would be cool?
We want to know.
That just brings me joy when somebody's
exactly.
like, you know what would be cool? I'm like, no, what would be cool?
We want to know.
Well, the answer is how to use the various crystal sets that y'all have in your online shop. Like for cleansing a person when they enter your home, or like a way to cleanse yourself when you are out and about. I'm like, you know what? I think that is a really fair question, because it's, again, one of those things that, you know, we know. And so we should talk a bit more about. And why don't you take selenite? Because I think that is one of your loves. And you already mentioned selenite in your windowsill, but there's other things that we can do with selenite.
So many things you can do with selenite. So for instance, I have a wand that's probably, what is that, like 2.5-3 feet long? It's pretty long, but it's very narrow. It's not big and heavy, like I can hold it with one hand. So it's a selenite wand. After a healing session, I will do it over the client in a way that seals the field, right? Because they've just come back into alignment, everything's flowing, connected, they're feeling good. We want to seal that. And so it gives a very protective layer, which is nice. And, you know, sometimes if I am really tired or had an intense conversation or something, I will just grab that same wand and I'll start it on the floor in front of my feet, and I'll sweep it up my body. You know, it can be 2 feet off the body, it can be 8 inches off the body, doesn't matter. Go up over my head and take it down behind my feet and touch the ground again. It's like taking an energetic shower like that. It's so fast, and you're like, oh, that feels lighter.
Yeah. Oh, I do the same thing. And
it's so great.
And I think there's some important points on the body. So I do under my feet. I always use my selenite wand under my feet.
Oh, that's funny. I've never done that.
I have. I make sure I get
so
my
like
ankles.
You keep it like you how
I will
how,
sit my ass down, or okay. I'll stand up and hold on to something, and to get each foot separate. Depends if I'm sitting or standing. Yeah. I also do the base of my spine.
I think we just need to contact and just call out that is Sookie probably.
Oh, that was Sookie running. Yeah, because I think Suzanne's home. Okay. So Sookie's running to go greet.
Just wanted to call it out because you know people are going to comment.
Exactly. No, that Sookie just took off to go see her dad / other mom. I always call Suzanne dad, and it just pisses her off. So I keep doing it.
Naughty elf.
So the bottom of my feet, the base of my spine. Mm-hmm. I make sure I do my hands my hand chakras, my wrist chakras, in the back of my neck.
The thing is, if you're holding the selenite, you don't have to use
it. I do it, but no, but especially if I do it in the, not with both hands. What if I only have it, because I use my right hand. So see, this is why we're having this conversation.
This is good.
Back of my neck, because that's where I get like a lot of spears are thrown back there somehow. And those that deal with any attachments or anything like that, fucking back of your neck is where they go because you can't see them. Same with the back, the base of your spine, that you can't see them. And the middle of my back is also the back of my heart. I make sure that I clear the back of my heart and obviously the front and definitely the top of my head. So yes, to what you said, I'm just giving more details of specific areas. Are you okay with that? Okay.
Yeah, completely okay. There's nothing wrong with anything I heard there. I have no corrections. That's all good.
Hilarious.
Yeah, you're just nerdy elf. That's awesome.
I know, totally nerdy elf.
It's awesome.
So when it comes to, you know, other things that we do, I always have affirmations when I work with stones because, you know, I can have a lot of rocks sitting around and there's great energy. And in fact, just having rocks sitting around the house do a lot for the energy of your home. It's like people walk into our house like, oh my God, your house feels so great. It's like, well, it's about $50,000 for the shit in here, but if not more. And that's probably why it feels so great. But it has like an energy to it. But when I'm looking for something specific, you know, we always made these jokes about touch your rocks, which I think is still very important, is that to ask them. Right. And so it's important. And we also try to tell you what the stones are and what their use is, but it's your job to activate them. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a story. One of my favorite things that I did that I learned when I took my crystal and chakra class was I had blue lace agate, which is one of the stones that works with our throat chakra. And the exercise from the class was, I kept it in my bra because that's what I do. And the exercise that week was I was not to interrupt anyone. And if anyone interrupted me, I was to stop speaking. And then when they were done, pick up where I left off. So it is all about teaching these boundaries, right? Because one of my favorite things in Buddhism is they consider, like in Christianity, when, you know, thou shalt not steal is really more about objects, where in Buddhism, it's like, don't steal someone's moment. And so when you interrupt somebody, you tend to steal their moment. So this to me was very important because I didn't want to do that to someone else. So I'd keep that rock in my bra all week long and I was practicing. And every morning I'd be like, you know, I would ask this one blue lace agate to help me every day. And being respectful of other people's boundaries and then to be respectful of mine because all of our voices are important. And that was my affirmation that I would have every day with that particular stone. So if you have the protection pouch, I use black tourmaline a lot. It's for sleep for me a lot. I mean, I also protect the house. So it depends what I'm using it for. I keep a lot of it in my office and I ask for it in my office to protect the work that I do, to keep that work safe. To protect it from, you know, any malevolent forces that may want to find their way into it because the office space is the money-making space. So I try to do that there. At night, nice. I have black tourmaline on my bedside table. It's like, hey, baby, keep me safe tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, keep me safe tonight. And so it is that asking, again, it's not a typical affirmation, like just what I was just saying. We will be having those for everyone, by the way, very soon for all the different pouches that we have. But like if you have a love pouch and if what you're struggling with is you're feeling really, you know, you're not feeling good and odds are if you're not feeling good, you're not feeling good about yourself. So with that, you offer that self-love. You offer that energy to go inside and to help heal whatever emotional wounds it is that you might be dealing with that is getting in the way of you loving who you are. Sleep pouch. It's like, you know, help me sleep, please. You know, it's okay not to be okay is another thing that we have. And that is literally what it is. It's like, I will hold that and be like, you know what? I don't feel good. And it's fucking okay not to be okay. And I just want some support to help me get me through how I don't feel okay right now.
And another way to say that is let me drop the resistance of what is, even though I'm uncomfortable.
Right.
Because we know when we're uncomfortable, we're growing, we're learning, we're healing. Things are transmuting. It doesn't mean that it's comfortable. It doesn't mean that it's bad. Like it can be very valuable.
And it's just not fun.
Yeah, we get uncomfortable.
Yeah, so, we're just not fun. Yeah. So always asking for that, you know, again, I hold them and I ask them and I will carry them with me. They're my friends. They really are. They're my friends. I carry them around with me. I talk to them. They've never let me down. But I think that that affirmation aspect of it, to talk to them and ask what it is that you're looking for, because just leaving it on its own, it's like going to the grocery store and buying a whole bunch of ingredients and you just let them sit in your kitchen. Man, they're not going to like cook up themselves. No, like you got to cook it up,
sadly.
Right?
It's the same with rocks. I haven't done that yet.
You just, but you want to bring it, you want to bring that in. And the way you bring it in is you ask for it.
Right. For the malas that we have in the shop, you were talking about the rose quartz. So we have a rose quartz mala, and you know, the affirmations we're offering, and you know, we're just, well, think of them as jumping points. You can use them as a great foundation and use them over and over, these affirmations. They will absolutely be activated because we listen to the stones to get the affirmations.
Or they're a Mad Lib.
Or you can just use them as a jumping point and then make your own. The malas for rose quartz are, I am loved and loving.
Oh, right.
I am loved and loving.
And when you use a mala, you say that 108 times when you touch each
on each
stone.
Bead. And so just, you know, each bead you say, I am loved and loving. Next bead, I am loved and loving. And usually you would hold the mala between your thumb and your middle finger and just roll the mala over. That's how it's usually done. And then staying away from the center stone that has strings coming off of it, because that's considered the guru bead. So you don't say an affirmation on that. That's the silent one, because it is the greatest energy that you're putting into the mala, and the mala is sending back to you, right? Because it's rose quartz. And another one, because rose quartz is all about beauty and creativity and love. So it is, I am open to beauty, art, and love. Like sometimes when we're coming out of recovery of an intense time or a heartbreak or grieving, right? We've got millions of people grieving all over the planet right now. I am open to beauty, art, and love. And when you can create that affirmation for yourself, tell your nervous system, tell your heart, it's saying, I'm ready to reset. I'm going to be okay. And you keep working. The rose quartz just has such a gentle energy. It's so gentle, right? And so that's why it's so beautiful to activate in recovery of any kind.
I think that's so lovely. You know, whether it is, you know, I am loved, I feel love, or if, again, I'm going to go back because, you know, I'm a panther, a Black Panther, so I operate, right, on that level of between us and the, I don't know, dark side. Because those that have the protection pouch, which a lot of you do because think it's our number one seller.
Oh, yeah.
You can also just put the pouch and hang it from its string over a doorknob. And ask it.
To seal the space.
Seal my space. This is my space, and I am asking for it to be sealed for the highest good of me and my family and everything that is here and that is in it. And that is so powerful because, you know, when people have asked me about when they go to clear their house, they're like, can I just wave sage around? I'm like, well, I mean, you can. You can do whatever you want.
He doesn't do anything. Yeah.
He's not going to do shit, but you can. But
have
with smoke,
it.
Exactly. It'll smell great. It's smoky, but it'll smell great. But when people ask me questions and I start talking to them, I go, it is more about your intention and what you're asking for than it is the sage itself. It works together beautifully, and it's nice to have them both. You need them both. But just having sage on its own is not going to achieve what you want. That's why I think it's so important. And I'm so glad we were asked these questions about, what do I do with my rocks? And I'm like, oh my God, yes.
And this will not be our only conversation. Obviously, we can talk lots and lots and lots because we love them so much and they've saved our bacon so many times.
They've just made my life so much better.
So much
they just
sweeter,
have.
Right?
And also, don't forget that when you actually really get in tune with your rocks, they may ask to go to someone else and listen, because it does happen. Yeah. I've given away some beautiful pieces.
No.
The second half of the first question, which was, why do some folks not want people to touch their crystals?
Oh, yeah.
I only have one. That's my pendulum, because I don't want anybody else to touch it, because it is a tool. Mm-hmm. And I need it to be clear. And I need it to be doing the right thing and not based on someone else's energy. And when somebody touches something, they're leaving their imprint on it. And so I don't want anybody's imprint on it, because I need it to work. And that is the reason I don't like people to touch. Well, I have multiple of these fancy ass pendulums. I bought my first fancy ass one from Patricia when I was taking the third course, which was the transcrystal therapy certification. And I haven't let anybody touch it, interestingly enough. So that's the answer to that. That's why I don't. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling there's truth in that for other people and whatever stones it is that you don't want to touch. But if someone doesn't want you to touch it, be respectful.
And if you don't want someone to touch your rocks, honor that too.
Yeah.
Like, because a lot of people are like, well, I feel weird saying that. But you,
I don't.
The crystals are in your care for now. Yeah. And let's face it, the crystals are going to last longer than any of us. So they're going to move on to someone else eventually. But yeah. While you're in care of it, honor yourself.
Yeah. And note to my nieces and nephew, this will be you who will eventually carry on my rocks. So make sure you know all the rules, because your Aunt Julie has some great collection.
Nice.
And I'm talking to you, Chloe.
Thanks so much for listening to our Crystal Vibe episode.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks
and thank
for
you,
all
my
questions.
Witchy Poo.
Thank you, my elf, for all your nerdy elf stuff. And remember, school is hard.
Without your rocks. And the other side.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And
this
special
like
thanks to our producer,
Crystal How
Maya
To.
Cole, who guides
us sure
exactly,
while
we guide
crystal,
you.
Something like that. I touch myself. Don't you want me when I'm in?
We want to know what you
okay.
think. We want to know what you know, and we want to hear your oh. stories.
That
Earth School is hard.
Five. Thing keeps. Do you, the notions are making noises again, and I thought I turned that. Oh, I thought I turned. Okay, good. Okay, we'll just 3, 2.